This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over and out. No, wait a minute. Over and out would mean we were all done. And in fact, we're just getting started. And I am going to, along with Jennifer and Victoria, bring you a fabulous broadcast today. My end of it comes from Israel. I'm in the same studio I was yesterday. I'll be here tomorrow, and then I'll be in a studio in Tel Aviv on Thursday. Let's see. DJV presents Doug, Jen, and Victoria. You can follow us on our own handles. And as a matter of fact, Facebook /DJV show is the way for you to watch. You can't really do this because if I hit the button to go live, you're not going to see me do that. You're not going to see me do anything until I hit the button that says go live, right? So I'm going to hit the button that says go live. And as of this moment, the broadcast is at facebook.com/DJV show. You can see me on, and I don't know what the big deal is here. Hundreds of people watched this apparently yesterday. I mean, you're looking at me, I'll look at the camera, I'll smile. Did you guys watch any of it yesterday?
Yeah, of course. We watched the whole time, yeah.
Did you really? All right. So, am I up yet? How long does it take for it to circulate? It should be that because I pressed the button, it ought to be
on. I'm watching you right now.
You're watching me right now.
I'm right
with my hands, Kara, you see me watching, moving my hands.
There's a little bit of delay.
Is there?
Yeah.
All right, so that's not bad. Okay, so today we have lots of things to do as usual, including make a listener.
Oh, now I see you dancing with your hands.
Yes, right. You know, I can be a real hamburger if I want to be.
Yeah, you
yesterday,
can.
Yesterday I was so focused on getting things because we had a lot of confusion here. It was the first day of being here. And so yesterday when I was done, I felt like I had done a five-hour broadcast. I was literally perspiring, and the people that were watching Peanut Gallery, etc., said, I look fine, but I felt stress, and I don't normally feel stress when I'm doing this. I feel very much at home. I'm very comfortable in my own skin doing this. And so what bothered me yesterday is, in addition to trying to make all of the pieces fit, I had to, or I thought I had to, be conscious of being on a camera, because I got, I said profanity. At one point yesterday, I used a profanity because I couldn't find something. And I went,
and, yeah, but it's the internet. No one cares. Everyone cares
okay,
on the internet.
So,
your profanity is the least of their problems.
Yeah. Yes, probably. Yeah, you're right about that. So then Meredith sends me an email and says, why don't you smile? Smile more. And so, you know, but I find myself when I'm having a conversation, I'm not necessarily going to be smiling or not. And so that's the what happens oftentimes, and I think I made reference to yesterday that Dan Patrick does the best of the radio broadcasters who are doing a television simulcast. He's very good at it. He can focus on being on the camera because he has all of the other people that are with him in the studio with him, and they can take the heat, if you will, for making sure everything gets done. We're all in studios by ourselves, so we have to kind of watch and keep ourselves focused on what we're doing, and that doesn't include, for me anyway, looking into a camera and trying to smile for the crowd. So if
well,
you
Dan,
feel like...
It's funny you mentioned Dan, because I think you and Dan are very similar, and every time I watch Dan
Patrick... He's a great broadcaster. Thank you. That's a nice comment.
Honestly,
find him to be a great broadcaster.
He is, and you guys have so many things in common, and every time I watch him, I often think of you. But, you know, he never looks at the camera, ever, because he focuses on doing a radio show. He never...
Yeah.
There is no hamming with him, and I know he has the Dan in the room with him, but you're more of a ham. You're a little more entertaining. He's a little more, you know, he's a little more low-key, but you guys...
Okay, how about this? This is how I'll do the rest of the program. Yes, maybe.
Uh-oh.
This may or may not work, but we'll try that way. In just a second, you'll see what I just did.
I think we should probably not do that.
I'm not sure you'll be able to hear very well.
No.
Your headphones sideways like that, but it's a good look.
Right. It adds something to my charm, though.
It adds
okay.
character.
I'm going to have. I'm going to put this description up for the camera of what we're giving away in this hour. The DJV program. Every day this week we're giving away some Christmas presents, and today we're giving away a Works 20-volt max lithium switch driver, which is something that weighs 3 pounds, comes with a battery, has an 11-position clutch with electronic torque control to prevent stripping of screws. That is a problem I have. I don't have one of these. I have several power screwdrivers and tools that I use, and I do find that there is a problem with especially with smaller heads on screws. If you have a small screw head and you use one of these, it often strips it. So I'm glad to see that this is something that will not do that. It also features a comfortable overmold grip, a hand guard, an LED work light, has two 20-volt, 1.5-amp batteries, a charger, carrying bag, a couple of drill bits, and a Phillips bit as well. It's covered by the Works 3-year guarantee. So the Works 20-volt max lithium switch driver is a $100 value. You can get it at works.com, W-O-R-X.com, and other retailers like Lowe's and Home Depot and like that. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Right now, it is 12 past the hour. You're going to have about 4 minutes to call and name the two biggest cities in Israel. First person on the air at 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG, who names the two biggest cities in Israel, will win this Works 20-volt max lithium switch driver. And anybody, man or woman, that makes a difference, men or women, whoever's doing things around the house that needs a tool. This is not, you know, a lot of people think, this is just for men. No. Meredith actually impressed me because she has a lot of these tools around because she's used to being by herself and she wants to be able to do things that need this sort of a tool. So it's a great tool, very handy. If you'd like to win it, 888-302-3684. Name the two biggest cities in Israel. In a moment, we're going to focus, actually, on some of the settlements that have been a problem but are not any longer here in Israel. And I'll tell you how they're handling their immigration problems. We'll talk about that in a moment. 13 past the hour with DJV.
Tis the season to enjoy Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. That's five lines for only $100 a month. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. No more worries about running out of data or surprise overcharges. Switch to Sprint today. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay an additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay, coverage, and offer not everywhere for this kind of phone, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. AT&T plan not an exact match. See carrier website for details. Restrictions apply.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons. Best girls' night ever. Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself.
Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses, and maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, when sooner or later Kara's going to tell me to get started here.
You can go ahead because
I think you're
okay.
Right.
That's sweet. Whoa!
I think how that works.
I see. I'm used to hearing the end of the commercial. This is a little inside radio, a little insight into how we do this. I will hear the end of the commercial. I know at the end of the commercial I'm supposed to talk. Hello, duh. 17 past the hour, but I didn't hear it because we got a couple of other things going on, including conversation with the people who are on the air or who are wanting to get on the air to identify the two biggest cities in Israel. So let's get Diana, who's in Salisbury, Maryland, listening to DJV on the air right now. Diana, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And how is Israel?
Israel is, as you might expect, a very interesting place, very upbeat place, very dry place, and a very safe place. I would tell you,
good.
I feel more safe here than a lot of people think that I'm supposed to feel because of the way they run the country. And we have a lot to learn.
They don't mess around. That's for sure.
No, they don't.
No messing around here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that story in a moment. First, though, I'd like you to tell me the name of the two biggest cities here in Israel.
I was thinking Jerusalem and Tel Aviv.
Yeah, there would be, if you looked it up, Haifa would show up. But that's part of Tel Aviv. So the two of them together represent pretty much one municipality. So, yes, Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are the two largest cities. So, therefore, we are going to send to you this Works 20-volt max lithium switch driver. Do you have any tools like this around your home? Do you use this sort of thing?
No, and I wanted to get one for my husband for Christmas, so I hope he doesn't get anything.
No. You don't give it to your husband. You keep it to yourself.
Hey, this is
for
a good
husband.
Way. If she gives it to her husband.
I've got to give him the things to do the work.
Right. See, and she can also give him a honey-do list.
Smart. Very good. Okay, all right. I'm with that. Got it. All right, so Diane, hold on just a second. And have you got all your shopping done, by the way? You have, what, 5 days till Christmas?
No, not even close.
No.
She's done now.
I got one nice gift done.
That's right.
Yes, one of the big items. All right, so Diana, hold on just a second. And Kara will take care of you, get the information. Meanwhile, speaking of giving things, I went to probably best you tell me whether I'm into this or not. I went, and I'm doing this backwards. I went to a company that's well known around the world. I was the guest of the owners of this company this morning. It's called Evel. Do you know pearls and other gold, very high-end jewelry that's manufactured here? Do either of you recognize that brand?
I do not. I haven't heard of that brand, but I'm sure it's incredible.
Yeah.
How can you go wrong with high-end jewelry, gold, and pearls? I mean, come on. Right.
And the reason that I was taken there is because they use immigrants. They use Jewish immigrants who come to this country from other countries. They are all Jewish. Many of them are Ethiopian Jews that have come across the desert. They walked. Listen to this.
Wow.
Ethiopian
they
Jews.
Walked.
That's something I didn't know existed. Wow.
Well, that's it. Most people don't understand that there are a lot of Jewish populations in sub-Saharan Africa and Moroccan Jews. So anyway, the Ethiopians, many of them walked across the desert, the Sinai, and came into Israel through its southern border before they closed it off. And so this company has made it a policy to hire these Ethiopian Jews, train them, and use them in their factories. And
that's
they are
cool.
Magnificent craftsmen. So, and that's a great way for us to talk about in a while how to handle immigration. 21 after the hour with DJV.
Don't don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Christmas tunes, a very important part of this week and last week, actually this month, here on DJV. I find it very important for us to engage in what is the spirit of the season. And in fact, that's one of the reasons that I came to Israel, right? Because I wanted to see what the season was like over here. So we're at the number, I think as we're sort of bouncing around the top 100 Billboard tunes as far as downloads and airplay is concerned. Number 73 is Amy Grant's version of Winter Wonderland. Let's do a flip, or let's do a pass-off. Same song, only sung by Aretha. And the reason Aretha's the focus here is because she has an important position, and number one position. Well, I'll explain it.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Here we go. Are you listening?
In the lane, snow is glistening.
La, la, la.
Beautiful shine. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
So,
that's like listening to the song Sleigh Ride and then Darlene Love's version of Sleigh Ride.
Yes.
Like, there's really no comparison.
No.
Like, ever.
And you'll see that or hear it when I go through. We're all of us this week at various points in the program going to give you our top three Christmas songs in our life experience. So I'll have mine later on. Meanwhile, we're paying attention to Aretha Franklin here because she's number one on the women with the most top 100 hits. She has had 73, if you can imagine. My God, what an accomplishment. Over her career, Aretha Franklin has had 73 songs ranked in the Billboard Hot 100. So she's number one as far as women who have ranked. Number two on the list is Nicki Minaj.
Which is shocking.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, I find this really shocking. Honestly, I do find it very shocking. Because
a couple of Nicki Minaj songs, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Black Barbie is the... We got, I think that there, Kara. Nicki Minaj and Black Barbie.
I have that one. And that one's
oh, no.
Wouldn't be...
That's
it. Might not be clean for radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know that much about her. I just know I saw her for a while on, what is it, The Voice? Was she on The Voice?
American Idol. You're right.
American Idol. I thought she was obnoxious, frankly.
Yeah.
A dirty, obnoxious, just not
And that's talented. Being kind.
Yeah, it is being kind, actually.
I mean, I don't know about the dirty part, but obnoxious, yeah.
She's just, yeah. So how she gets in this, and number two,
well,
I'm
the only way that she's here is because she has been a guest on a million different tracks. And so if the songs are a hit, then she also gets credit for that.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Whereas Aretha Franklin, they're her own songs, which is a remarkable feat.
Okay, also on the list here, third on the list, Taylor Swift in the Hot 100 list of the most number, well, not necessarily number one, but what, anything that will rank in the top 100. Next on the list is Madonna, who's got 57 songs in the top 100 over her career. That is not a surprise, I do not think.
She was a hit machine.
Yeah. Don't you think she still is? Does she still have the
ability? To some extent. I don't know. I don't know. Her recent albums haven't... I don't think she's had anything that's really charted in the top 40. Yeah.
All right. Also on this list in the top five is Rihanna. Let's see. Dionne Warwick.
That's very surprising. I don't know much about
Dionne Warwick. Warwick?
Yeah, I don't know much about her, but she's huge.
No, yeah, huge. In the 60s and 70s, she just popped them out. Bing, bang,
and Whitney
boom.
Houston's aunt.
Right? Yes. Yep.
Where's Whitney Houston on this list, then? That's a good point.
Whitney Houston is not on this list.
Yeah.
Wow.
She sure should be. Yeah.
That surprises me. So you wonder... this is Dionne Warwick, one of her great Burt Bacharach songs. All right, so we'll make reference to this list because it's kind of an interesting one as we go on here. 28 after the hour.
Compassion in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I once heard someone say that it's easier to run a 60-second ad about locking people up and throwing away the key than it is to try to explain why rehabilitating people is the smarter thing to do. Really? I don't believe that. In fact, I'm willing to give it a shot right now. If someone goes to prison and is slated to return to society someday, the same society in which you, your children, and your loved ones live, wouldn't it make more sense to help teach that person a better path than to just teach him more effective ways to be a criminal? Would you want a bitter, angry, institutionalized person sharing your community with you? Or would you rather that person, regardless of whatever mistakes he made, come out of prison being a better person? I honestly don't even think I needed the full 60 seconds to ask you that. For more on compassion, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays. More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship. Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Now 34 at the hour, how do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, who are all part of the DJV gang. You can follow us online at DJ. Say it again. There it is, DJV. See, now you can see on television. You can follow us on Facebook.com/DJV show and my portion of the program coming to you from this studio that I'm in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, Israel. Here's how I do when I mess something up and I get my eye teeth caught behind my tongue or my whatevers. Here's what I do. Like that. See? Is that clever?
Pop
do
into
I do
place.
It again? Right like that. As a little, oh.
Fun to watch you do that, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now I'm going to do what I'm going to do an Ed McMahon. I just am looking around for little snacks to have, and I just looked at a picture of me with the minister with whom I was. We have a picture posted on Facebook and on Twitter and all over the place, probably, Victoria.
Yep.
And I'm looking a little paunchy, and we're talking about this. When I went to see Dr. Ken last week, he said, well, you probably can lose 5 or 10 pounds. And Jack said the same thing, and so did somebody else. And I do feel it. But when I look at myself in a picture like that, and I don't like to look like that, that means immediately, after I eat this candy bar, I'm going to...
I'm starting again.
I'm telling you about it.
A candy bar?
So look at this. If you look in the screen, you'll see me holding up the most popular candy bar in Israel.
I see.
And I've never, this is a Twix, but this is how they spell it
in
Hebrew.
Can you flip it around?
Is it? What?
I see. It's Hebrew.
Like that? And I fell for it, Jennifer. Thank you very much.
Yada.
I fell for it. All right, so anyway, I'm going to have that in a minute. And I'll then get a nasty note from my pal. Okay, so we gave away the Works Max Lithium Switch Driver to Diana Aguirre. Is that how you pronounce your name, Kara?
Aguirre.
Okay.
Yep.
Who was in Salisbury, Maryland, listening to the program every day this week. We're going to give away some Christmas presents because, gee whiz, it's Christmas.
Why not?
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. Even here in Israel, can I sing? I can't do that. All right, speaking of being here in Israel, in a few minutes we're going to meet a fellow named Zeb Stubb, who is an American who lives here in Israel. He's come here. I've met so many people. They grew up in New York, New Jersey, some in Los Angeles, somebody in Evanston, Illinois. Hello, I don't... what was there, but you expected from New York, New Jersey, and maybe Los Angeles, but not Evanston, Illinois. They come over here, they find jobs. They are from families that believe in the Israeli state. And so some of them come over and spend a year in a kibbutz. Actually, some of them have, that I've met and talked to, have been in the military. And then they'll stay here or maybe not, go back to the States. But there are also, there's such a mix of people here. I was talking earlier about the Yvel, Y-V-E-L, jewelry company that I went to earlier today to visit. And all the people that work in there are mostly Ethiopian Jews who walked across the desert to get to the southern border of Israel, and they came in. And they were processed, and they were settled, and they were sent to school. And this company has taken it upon themselves to do what many other companies have done here, and that is the folks who come into the country and are assimilated and are legal, they find ways of putting them in school, and they train them for certain jobs, and then they hire them. And there's a great lesson for me anyway, and for I think all of us who are Americans, what the Israelis have done now, because there's so much of a problem with Syria and people trying to get in that way, they've closed the border off. They actually do have a fence now. It's easier here because the southern border is like 45 miles across. That's it. But they have decided to let people in as they figure out who they are. And I think that's, again, maybe because the country is so small. Remember, this is a country of 12, 14 million people, so it isn't like, but it would be like putting, when you cross from Delaware into New Jersey, putting a fence across, or the Delaware River actually acts as a fence in and of itself. So if you came into New Jersey illegally, there was no bridge there. You have to swim across the Delaware River to get into New Jersey. And that's sort of what they've done here. The settlers have become what they call partially justified. There is a right-wing government here in Israel, for sure. And so they have the same approach to illegal immigration as do the right-wingers in America. And although we'll never build a bridge, we can't afford a bridge, there isn't really the support for a bridge.
But we can build
wall. A wall. No, I'm talking about a wall. No, you know what I meant. They're evacuating people. Mm-hmm. There is a December 25th deadline to evacuate people from this country who are here illegally. And they've done a great job of finding out who was here illegally. And when they say, the nice word is evacuation, but they're basically deporting them. And then, again, there's something that I think we can learn from understanding the political realities and the government and their preparations and what they do to evacuate these people.
It's so interesting how in this country, it used to be many Jewish people were Democrats, right, in the country. And now that's really starting to shift.
It has changed.
A little bit. Yeah.
Right.
It's interesting.
Well, because they see the support for Israel waning under the Obama administration. And now Trump seems to be very clear about how he feels regarding Israel. And Netanyahu's been very clear about how he feels about Trump, and it's because of the support for the Jewish state. That's really the way
it works. Reaction, by the way, just real quick, I know we have other stuff to do here, but I know when I was traveling in Europe, everybody always constantly said, what about Trump? What about Trump? They were worried about him.
They love him. They love him, except for the real left-wing extremists, and not unlike what
he's
see in America.
I mean, of all the presidents we've had, I mean, in the last 20 years, he's the most supportive, at least in the words that he's saying about Israel.
Yeah, right. And it's very important to international relations, even though this is a small country, it's a hotbed, as we all know, of tension. And so if we are connected well to this, that sort of says something to the rest of the Middle East. Maybe there won't be as much pushing and shoving as has been going on for the past few years. Let's talk about that with an American who's living in Israel. We meet Zev Stubb next here on DJV.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you enjoy wine, you're sure to enjoy today's wine story. This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
In the mid-1800s, the French grape-growing industry was ravaged by a tiny aphid known as phylloxera. The insect killed some 6 million acres of vineyard stock in France and other parts of Europe, attacking the roots and destroying the vines. After scientists discovered the link between the aphid and the crop destruction, they attempted to control the problem with everything from insecticides to putting toads and even chickens in vineyards to gobble up the bugs. But nothing seemed to work. Enter Thomas Munson, a curious and dedicated Texas winemaking enthusiast who studied and collected native grape species from around his state. Who would have imagined that his deep personal interest in winemaking would result in a solution to the great French wine blight? After testing proved a theory that French grape vines could be grafted to bug-resistant rootstocks native to America, the decimated wine industry was saved from an almost certain death. Like they say, don't mess with Texas. Rootstock, that is. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked. It's always been my dream to share my favorite wines with you. Well, now through the end of the month, you can become a charter member of our brand new wine club for just $89.99 every 3 months. To join or learn more, just log on to radio.wine.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
All right, 44 past the hour now. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the DJV experience with our different appointments and different viewpoints here. We're going to meet Zev Stubb, who lives in Israel. He's an American citizen. He created a site called Janglo, J-A-N-G-L-O. And so that's a good place for us to start. Zev, a welcome here to the DJV experience.
Thank you, Doug. It's good to speak with you.
Nice to have you here. Where are you from in the States?
I grew up in Chicago. I studied in New York, and I moved to Israel about 16 years ago.
Why?
Why? Because this is our homeland. This is, you know, the place that, you know, that we've been praying for 2,000 years. And, you know, we had, you know, a lot of us grew up with very comfortable lifestyles in America, but there was something missing. You know, especially around Christmas time now, you know, is a time when Jews in America really, I think more than ever, feel just, you know, like we're not, this isn't, you know, this isn't our country. There's some, you know, there's something, you know, this isn't the place for us. And
isn't
we have a country now, Israel.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I don't mean to interrupt you, but I came over here to have an experience based on this being the Holy Land, and I wanted to see what it was like here during Christmas week. That was one of the main reasons I chose this week to come, because I wanted to kind of get the feel. And yet, you feel, as an American, somewhat ostracized because there's so much focus on Christmas, and yet what I'm feeling here in Israel is the kind of feeling that I hope. I'm not a religious person. I don't celebrate Christmas because of all the Jesus stuff. I celebrate it because I think there's something in the air that happens not only in our country but around the world to bring more of a peaceful atmosphere, a calmness, a sensitivity, a sense of love. And I feel it more and more every year. And so I'm sorry that, although I'm not, it's not my fault, but that you don't feel that, because I'm feeling it here. Isn't that interesting?
No. Well, I don't think we felt a sense of persecution or a sense that, you know, that the system was biased against us. But it was, you know, a time that it was clear that, you know, it's not about us. That, you know, that it's about, you know, it's about Christmas, and we don't celebrate Christmas. And, you know, Hanukkah is our holiday. I see that America's gotten a lot more PC, and, you know, it's a lot more about happy holidays and,
Because some would say they're offended if we say Merry Christmas to them, don't know that they're Jewish or they're Muslim or whatever other thing might, whatever other group might not celebrate. I say it because, as I've said before, it's the spirit of the season for me. I mean it to wish you and everybody else well. So it's an interesting perspective. So let me just, and you bring an interesting perspective because there are millions and millions of Jews in America. Some of them want to come back here and be associated with the country, and some of them don't. That's their choice to make. Mm-hmm. But when they come over here, and I think more and more people are, how do they take advantage of this? Is this a site? You're in a Yahoo group that's called Janglo. What's that all about?
So I started my website 16 years ago, or 15 years ago, on Yahoo Groups, you know, as a place to help people connect. One thing that I learned very quickly upon moving to Israel is there's a much greater sense of interconnected here, and that, you know, who you know and networking is really the key to getting anything done here. So I started at the time a little Yahoo group to help people, you know, connect about jobs and apartments, and it quickly grew. Somebody told me 10 years ago that it was already one of the most active Yahoo groups in the world. Since then, I've built my website, janglo.net. Which now serves, you know, tens of thousands of English speakers in Israel every month.
What are you telling them? What are you helping with? Why do people go to Janglo?
So, like I said, we've got the jobs and the events and the apartments and the for sale items, you know, the business directory with reviews, which is one of the most important things. You know, I think one of the things that Americans complain most about when they're here is, you know, how do I find good service? And, you know, I think that's a challenge. So we've got the reviews of the good businesses, and then I'm putting up every day, you know, valuable news about what, you know, what's on sale, what are the events going on this Hanukkah, what are the tax breaks, you know, coming up January 1st we need to know about. You know, so a lot of practical, useful information that, you know, people can have to be guided to.
Have you made a business out of this? Is this a full-time job?
Yes. So I launched Janglo as a website 10 years ago. And, you know, besides, you know, all the information we're putting up, we're, I think, one of the top marketing channels to reach the English-speaking community in Israel now.
So it almost sounds like a Craigslist of sorts, but maybe more expanded than that. Angela's List and Craigslist together.
Yeah, exactly. There's definitely Craigslist was, you know, one of the models that I had when we started. You know, and then, you know, with that, providing the information that people need to know.
Now, good for you. Congratulations. It's great. I find one of the things that I like and admire most about Israel is the entrepreneurialism, people starting businesses and sticking with it when otherwise, when tough times come, they still keep pushing ahead. And it looks to me like you've done that. So congratulations, Janglo. And the fellow that put it together, Zeb Stubb, here with us on DJV at 10 minutes before the hour.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Time at 53 past the hour. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. Victoria's going to bring us up to date on the most searched how-to questions on Google for this past year and also some Facebook news. I found it interesting to note that Apple saw 10 billion with a B, 10 billion podcast downloads for the year of 2016. 10 billion podcast downloads. So there were 9 billion of this program and another billion for all of the other. This is a worldwide figure, not just from the United States. But even so, when you think about it, the most downloaded show across all of these platforms was Fresh Air with Terry Gross. It's on NPR. I found that very interesting. And then there's an NPR program called How I Built This. And then there are a couple of political shows, podcasts. There are a couple of ESPN shows that worked. And then there's a show called Two Dope Queens. The slightest idea. You know what? I would like to see those two ladies that supported Donald Trump do a podcast. What was their
name? Diamond and Silk. Yeah.
They probably do.
I talked to them about it, actually. I'm like, you guys need a radio show.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah. All right. So we get to the most searched how-to questions in a moment. University of Phoenix and STEM Connector have shared their findings from a white paper revealing a need for data-fluent talent. Here's some more on that story from Jay Curtis.
By 2020, the availability of data is projected to grow more than 700%, meaning organizations must have the talent to understand and utilize the data. Ruth Valoria, Executive Dean of University of Phoenix School of Business, says that a shortage of data-fluent talent is one of the definitive workforce issues today.
The growth of data, particularly in the amount of detailed information that government, businesses, and other sources collect, means we need to be prepared to meet this challenge through higher education.
What are options for employees who need skills in data and analytics?
The School of Business offers a business analytics certificate that aims to help students understand the current utility of data, instills the value of data-based decision-making, and inspires the innovative and entrepreneurial spirit that are the hallmark of the data space. The certificate program in business analytics is not yet eligible for federal financial aid.
For more, visit phoenix.edu.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
All right, let's get back to Tech Talk here with the most searched how-to questions. You want to do this like with a big-voiced announcer? Jennifer can be your big-voiced announcer if you want to do it that way, Victoria.
However you want to do it.
All right, Jen, take it away.
What number are we starting with?
10.
Number 10.
I guess number 10.
Sorry, I missed that top 10 part. Number 10. Very good. I like that.
You're
all right,
awesome.
So these are the most searched how-to questions on Google for 2016.
Okay.
Number 10, everyone wanted to know, if you are a mom or a dad, I don't think this applies to the actual kids using Snapchat, but pretty much the parents all want to know how to use a Snapchat filter. So that was number 10, and a lot of people wanted to figure that out. Snapchat can be slightly confusing if you're new to it, so it makes sense that a lot of people would want to know about that. This list is interesting. It's as we go through it, you'll see there's there are a lot of common themes and a lot of big stories for the year.
If we don't hurry up, we won't get through it. So keep
number
going.
Number 9, how to vote early, in which case 22 million Americans voted at least 8 days earlier than the election. So that was a good one.
Number 8, how to catch Pokemon Go. Remember that?
Get
a
life.
Like that was a year ago.
Get a life. Go ahead.
Number 7.
How to appear funny. This one's weird. I just don't know. I don't know.
If you're Googling it, it ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
Number 6.
How to battle in Pokemon Go.
Okay.
Number 5. How to move to Canada. This one was obviously fueled by Lena Dunham and Whoopi Goldberg.
Number 4.
How to make slime. We can blame Instagram for this one because there was a whole viral video about people making their own slime. So apparently people wanted to learn how to make it at home. I don't know why.
Number 3.
How to play Powerball. Powerball had some big, had a $1.5 billion jackpot earlier this year. So
number 2.
From how to register to vote.
Number 1,
how to play Pokemon Go.
So Pokemon got 2 and voting got 2. Come on.
Pokemon got 3.
All right. So I promised we'd talk about the Facebook feed, the news feed. That takes more than a couple of seconds.
Liar.
Oh, stop. Would you please? My pants are not on fire. I do know that it's 59.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.